From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Tensions that arose between Art Omi and the Ghent Planning Board over a proposed expansion has now entangled other town officials. Art Omi, located on County Route 22 in Ghent, is a sculpture and architectural park with residency programs for international artists, writers, dancers, musicians, and architects. The organization in March withdrew its application to expand the Charles B. Benison Visitor Center, citing a lack of support from the planning board despite community backing for the project. Art Omi could not come to an agreement with the planning board on the number of visitors and traffic levels. Art Omi Incorporated Chairman Francis Greenberger said the application was withdrawn because the organization became discouraged by the planning board's lack of concern for the organization's needs and conditions were not clear during the process. Planning board member Dan Barafaldi, who called himself an Omi supporter and donor, said the organization's executive director agreed to all of the board's recommendations. He said, and I quote, "The Ghent Planning Board has no desire to limit your growth," end quote. He added, and I quote, "We simply need a check-in point at which we can determine whether it has a negative impact on the residential rural community," end quote. He encouraged the art organization to return to the talks with the board. Art Omi Executive Director Ruth Adams said her experience with the planning board was difficult, confusing, and overwhelming, and probably did not need to be. The town board voiced its support for the expansion proposal, but there was no indication of next steps. Adams said, and I quote, "We're grateful to be in Ghent. Ghent has been very good to us. We're still here, and thank you," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Sinigara has directed Saugerties officers to refrain from taking legal action against anyone under the age of 21 who appears to be in violation of state laws covering marijuana possession. Sinigara told the Village Board this week, and I quote, "I have put an order out to members of this department who is less than 21 years of age that has cannabis. We have no legal grounds at this point that would allow us to do that, and doing so could get us sued," end quote. Under the newly adopted state law, New Yorkers age 21 or older can legally possess and use marijuana. The law also states that possessing marijuana under the age of 21, and I quote, "shall in no way qualify as a criminal accusation, admission of guilt, or criminal conviction," end quote, but says there could be a civil penalty of up to $50 for underage possession. Sinigara said, and I quote, "it does not provide a mechanism for us to bring the person before the local criminal court as we have in the alcohol beverage control law with some who's less than 21 years of age," end quote. He called on Saugerties Village and town officials to adopt local ordinances to clarify. State lawmakers say the existing language is sufficient for police to take enforcement action. State police have not commented publicly on provisions in the law, but a spokesperson for Troop F said the agency is only allowed to take action in matters that involve criminal codes. Ulster County Sheriff Juan Figueroa is on the record agreeing with Sinigara, and I quote, "to a certain extent, that this law has issues in particular to protecting you," end quote. But he did not say the law was unenforceable. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News is reporting County Executive Mark Molinaro said this week that Dutchess County is showing signs of an economic recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. Molinaro made his comments in a speech to the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. He said, and I quote, "over the last several months, we have seen this community get back into action and investment continue yet again, and it's happening. I can tell you that just from sales tax receipts, business is starting to grow again. People are starting to spend again, but most notably, businesses are investing again," end quote. Molinaro highlighted projects at Hudson Valley Airport in Wappinger, the Amazon Planning and Distribution Center in East Fishkill, and the development of the new Southern Dutchess campus of Dutchess Community College. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.